Du bist bei Country Radio Switzerland und das ist eine weitere Ausgabe von unserer Serie Touring Texas Songwriters. Heute mit dem Songwriter Chuck Hawthorne aus dem Panhandle von Texas. Er hat erst 2015 sein Debütalbum rausgebracht, obwohl er seit ewig langem Songs geschrieben hat. Er ist nicht nur Liedermacher, sondern auch Militärveteran. Viel Vergnügen bei der Sendung mit Chuck Hawthorne wünscht euch der Bruno Michel, euer Longtall Texan.
Und Richard Paul Thomas aus dem Studio im historischen Salado, Texas.
Lassen wir gleich los mit einem von Chuck seinen Songs aus dem Studio in Salado, Texas. Das Such is Life, c'est la vie.
It's a biker song, you see. It's got a French chorus. Another one of my commercial successes. Well, he smelled like marijuana, two-finger cologne, and he smoked his regal cigarettes through an ancient saxophone. He used to ride the holy wind, and he called it catching air. There ain't a bone he hadn't broken, there ain't a jump he didn't dare. Was a stove-up gifted dreamer, holding on the best he could, riding out on six main strings and trips to Hollywood. That's a 46 Indian, leaking oil in his garage, and if he lifts the door far enough, you can see his great mirage. Said, c'est la vie. Say it to me, c'est la vie, won't you sing it to me? Oh. Now you never know where he's going, so hang tight and raise a sharp. If you're keeping up with the devil, our smoking at old mouth harping. He sang one for Jimmy Martin, and he painted David Mann on a flathead Gibson schooner. Yeah, he riding once again. Said, c'est la vie. Say it to me. C'est la vie. Won't you sing it to me? Last time I thought of him, he gave me that old Indian, and we rolled on out across his great divide. And his holy wind I gave him back. Now he's riding on the Zodiac. And such, my friends, is life.
Die erste Platte, die Chuck Hawthorne schon als Kind gespielt hat, war von Tom T. Hall, aus seinem Kinderalbum Fox Hollow. Dort hat Chuck den Titel Sneaky Snake gehört und hat den U und Abe gespielt. Und ich wollte wissen, wer ihn sonst noch inspiriert hat, ins Musikgeschäft einzusteigen.
Do you work for the FBI? How did you know that? You know, I inherited all of these records, and that Tom T. Hall record was one of them, you know, and that only a certain, shall we say, demographic of people will remember the days of rubber banding a penny on the head of the arm of a record player so it didn't skip all the way to the end, you know. I think it was a very high-quality Fisher-Price instrument. There were these Cal Smith records and Johnny Cash, Loretta Lynn. You know, my mother was a huge Loretta Lynn fan, and the Beach Boys.
Er fragt, schaffst du für die FBI? Woher weißt du so Zeug? Und sagt er, das sei schon so, das sei die erste gsi. Ich habe einen Haufen Platten auch noch sonst geerbt. Die wenigsten können sich noch erinnern, wie man eine Münze auf den Plattenspielerarm aufgümmeln musste, damit der nicht umgekumpelt ist auf diesen billigen Fisher-Price-Plattenspieler, die es damals gegeben hat. Ich hatte auch noch so einen gehabt. Seine Tante hat ihm aber auch Platten gegeben von Cal Smith oder von Johnny Cash. Die Mutter war ein Riesenfan von der Loretta Lynn. Und all die haben ihn inspiriert. Da kommt ein weiterer Titel live aus dem Studio, nämlich Amarillo Wind.
Let's sing one about that Amarillo wind. She sails down from the Rockies through my barbed wire fence, and her ancient tides have righteous things to lend. Amarillo wind, I watched her curtain fight, flashing morning light, and that breeze was freedom on her skin. She lay there soft asleep in her dreams in secret keep, and her golden hair tangled in mandolin. And we were music on that wind. And our love was like a whirlwind, the devil in the dirt, twister with thought and would never end. I got Amarillo wind. I know the embers of our fire swirled up to meet the sky, carried to some place we'll never know. And it was life, it was death, and there was love in every breath. And the sweetest was the last one that we stole. And our love was like a whirlwind, a devil in the dirt, twister with thought and would never end. And her scent's the sweetest rain stirring in my brain, and her laughter is lightning without end. Amarillo. She sails down from the Rockies through miles of barbed wire fence, and her ancient tides have righteous things to mend. Forever in my soul her ashes scattered on that wind. Amarillo. Oh, thank y'all.
Heute leitete Chuck unter anderem einen Songwriter-Circle in einer Bar in Elgin. Jede zweite Woche findet der statt. Mich hat's Wunder genommen, wie er an den Gig angekommen ist.
It was actually Kevin Smith, part owner of the Liberty Tree Tavern there in Elgin. But he said, you know, it's kind of dead here on Tuesdays. You know, maybe we can get something going here. And so he invited me to start this series every second and fourth Tuesdays of every month. So I was late to the gig, maybe been overserved, and I called up my buddy Thumper Wes Green, and I said, call Liberty Tree Tavern, tell him I got a flat tire, I'm on my way. And it turns out that he wanted me to play for 3 hours. Now, unless your name is Bob Dylan or Bruce Springsteen or something, ain't nobody going to want to hear one guy and a guitar singing his own songs for 3 hours. So I immediately decided to start inviting people to help me out.
Der Besitzer von der Bar in Elgin von der Liberty Tree Tavern hat ihn angefragt und gesagt, um Dienstag läuft nicht so viel, könntest du nicht jeden zweiten und vierten Dienstag etwas machen. Er hat zugesagt, es sei natürlich zu spät zum Gig gekommen, weil er am Vorabend ein bisschen zu viel hatte. Dann hat er anrufen lassen und ausrichten lassen, er hat eine Platte, dann kam ein bisschen später. Und dann hat er herausgefunden, dass er 3 Stunden hat müssen spielen und dann ist ihm völlig klar geworden, dass er da Hilfe brauche, wie kein Mensch will einer mit der Gitarre hören, 3 Stunden lang seine eigenen Songs spielen, ausser der Name von dem, der spiele, sagt Bob Dylan oder Bruce Springsteen oder so. Warum ist es so lange gegangen, bis sein erstes Album rausgekommen ist?
I didn't want to be a performer. I really wanted to be a pure songwriter where my songs went out and got covered by the big acts. And my job was to stay in pajamas, walk out to the mailbox, pick up the check, walk back into the house and write another song. Yeah. And it turns out it just don't work that way anymore. And it took me meeting Ray Bonneville to get me out of that. Because I had tried for 20 years to pitch my songs to anybody that would take an unsolicited submission. I was pitching them to record companies and production companies and anybody that would take it. He took me under his wing and he said, look, the only way to do this is to get out and perform your own songs.
Er hat eigentlich gar nie wollen auftreten, sondern nur in Ruhe seine Songs schreiben. Was er gedacht hat, gesagt, die Stars sollen seine Songs aufnehmen, er würde im Pyjama zum Briefkasten laufen, den Scheck rausnehmen, wieder zurück ins Haus und dann gemütlich nochmal einen Song schreiben. Aber ein Kollege, der Ray Bonneville, hat ihm dann gesagt, schau, die einzige Chance, wie du deine Songs kannst unter die Leute bringen, weil kein Mensch hat die Welle da, weder in Nashville noch sonst wo, ist, wenn du rausgehst und die ganz einfach selber singst. Da kommt ein Titel, den er über Werkzeug geschrieben hat, den er von seinem Vater geerbt hat, und der Titel heisst Gospel Hammer.
My father was a gasoline pump mechanic. He'd come home every night soaked in gasoline and he'd go to the back bedroom and read a verse out of the Bible and come into the living room, sit down and start drinking vodka. And then he'd light a cigar and he never blew himself up. He was a professional, Bruno. When he died, I inherited all of his tools. He had these hammer forged steel punches. Every single one of them was rounded off over at the end. Got to thinking about my dad and the Bible and the vodka and that hammer. I figured my daddy was quite a hammer swinger. You know?
Devil damn an idle dagger, well, your fists are like a ragged hammer, punch in the steel pins through the face of time. Like some old Roman soldier with some unholy roll of crucifixion nails and sacrificial wine. Head for work, 90s are rocking, spinning wheels and gravels popping like a sidewinder flying down Satan's drain. And your hammer strikes like a rifle shot, 16 penny bullets pop straight along that righteous zigzag. Swing it straight and swing it true, keep your eyes on your dude and swing that hammer hard until the day you die. I might just make a dollar, sweat around your collar before they nail you down with a hammered-on necktie. Hammer out your daily bread and pour it down your hammerhead, son, so fast. It's a wonder you don't drown. Just before you go to hell, that gospel hammer rings your bell, boy. Who's gonna nail the lid to your coffin down? swing it straight and swing it true. Keep your eyes on your dude and swing that hammer hard until the day you die. How much to make a dollar? Slit around your collar before they nail you down with a hammer and all necktie. Take it, let me go. Libby can't be here. She was on the previous radio show y'all heard. Now, my daddy swung a hammer that would make John Henry stammer like that poor lad never learned how to swing. He bent miners out of majors with a ball-peen revelator. He could make that hammer sing. Sing it straight and sing it true. Keep your eyes on your dude and sing that hammer song until the day you die. How much to make a dollar? Sweat around your collar before they nail you down with a hammered on necktie. Swing it straight and swing it true. Keep your eyes on your dude. Swing that hammer hard until the day you die. How much to make a dollar with the sweat around your collar before they nail you down with a hammered on necktie. Yeah, before they nail you down with a hammered on necktie. All right.
Ja, der Chuck ist ja auch privat der Lebenspartner von der Libby Koch, wo wir eine Show voran bei Touring Texas Songwriters hatten. Und ich habe natürlich klar gesagt, das nächste Projekt wird das Duet-Album, oder?
I don't know. How do you spell divorce? I think Tammy wrote a song about that, didn't she? I don't know. You know, Libby and I, we haven't had the courage, I think, as a couple to collaborate.
I know.
Much beyond the stage. And I'll tell you, you know, when Libby sings and we're on stage together, I step back away from the microphone and don't do a thing but smile. But when I sing, now, Libby's all over that stuff, man. Remember that Clint Eastwood movie? Man's got to know his limitation.
Er sagt, wie brauchst du aber das Wort Scheidung schon wieder? Weil sie bis jetzt nicht den Mut gehabt, zusammen aufzutreten oder zusammen zu singen und schon gar nicht das aufzunehmen. Wenn er die Liebe singe, dann sage er sofort im Hintergrund und sagt ganz still. Und sie dagegen hat immer etwas zu verbessern, wenn er singe. Aber wie der Clint Eastwood in einem von seinen Dirty Harry-Filmen schon gesagt hat, ein Mann muss seine Grenzen kennen. Der Chuck hat einmal gesagt, dass Gitarre nur ein Instrument sei, um das Wort von einem Lied unter das Volk zu bringen. Wünscht er sich dann, dass er noch ein anderes Instrument würde beherrschen?
You know, I started off on an old Magnus organ. And then, I don't know, 16th birthday, Christmas or something, you know, I got kind of a Casio keyboard deal. You can't take keyboard everywhere, but, you know, pretty much a guitar can travel all over the world with you. So I was out on the USS Iwo Jima, and I was about 19 years old, and we were in the middle of the Adriatic Sea. These Marines we were working with, they had brought guitars, and we're singing, and I thought, man, that's something I want to learn how to do. And
ja, angefangen hat er mit einer Spielzeugorgel, dann sei ein Keyboard dazugekommen, aber das sei ein bisschen schwierig, überall mitzuschleichen. Gitarre dagegen schon, und gelernt hat er das auf dem Kriegsschiff, wo er stationiert war während seiner Zeit bei den Marines. Dort hat es einige gehabt, die Gitarre dabei hatten, und dort hat er dann auch angefangen zu spielen und seine Songs seinen Kumpels vorzutragen. Ein weiterer Titel da aus dem Studio in Salado, Texas.
It's called Sarah's All the Way. Sarah's all the way. Down in Austin tonight, well, I'm in your buck and shoot. Break my bones for a night, second ride. Right.
Sarah's on the way. Flies for keeps on turquoise wings. My world's fast and high. For silver buckles and darker things. Sarah's on the way. 15 years solid rock. When the buzzer finds me in your dirt, with shattered dreams against your clock, Sarah's all the way. I have watched her drink, and it reminded me of my thirst. Pick myself up off the ground, wipe the blood on my blue jeans, take my hat off for the crowd. Nothing but a jacked up rodeo machine. I'll get back to Sarah's way. With weary eyes on winter's eve, and just to watch her laugh, reminds me to breathe. Sarah's all the way.
Thank y'all.
Mein alter Kumpel, der Walt Wilkins, hat ja am Chuck sein aktuelles Album produziert. Und mich hat es Wunder genommen, was es für den Chuck bedeutet, so einen super Produzent und Songwriter an seiner Seite zu haben.
Incredibly humbling, overwhelmed by terrifying moments of gratitude to have folks that I've respected for years give such a nod to the songs that I write. We were at a Towns Van Zandt Catfish concert. Libby was invited to play. I just went along because, you know, I was sleeping with Libby Cope. And Walt Wilkins was there. We'd both had a couple of beers. And I said, Walt, I want you to produce my next record. And he goes, absolutely, we'll do it.
Ich bin unglaublich dankbar dafür, dass Leute wie den Walt Wilkins, den er extrem respektiere, sich für seine Musik interessieren. Er hat Libby zu einem Towns Van Zandt Tribute begleitet, wo sie auftreten sei, und er hätte nur mit, weil er mit der Libby ins Bett ging, hat er gemeint. Und dort hat er den Walt kennengelernt und gesagt, hey, ich will, dass du mein nächstes Album produzierst. Und der Walt hat gesagt, absolut, machen wir. Wie gesagt, ich pushe ein Duettalbum von diesen zwei und ich habe so lange auf ihn eingeschnurrt, bis er dann die Libby vorgeholt hat, um mit ihm da zusammen einen Titel singen, der ebenfalls da live aus dem Studio kommt, Another Silver Lining.
Hello again, everybody.
Everybody, welcome to the stage, Libby Koch. What should we do?
Well, I don't know. It's your show.
Tough life, folks. I think I'll catch me a silver lining out west where that old coal train never died, where the ghosts of her silver miners haunt you lovers on the rails passing by. Now I've been the ghost and I've been the lover riding on that edge of all known, and a woman's tongue silver could cut a man clean down to the bone. Think I'll find a ring of silver. Think I'll cross the great divide. Think I'll breathe the smoke and cinders. Think I'll give this thing another try. Think I'll find another silver line. Winding through the San Juan Mountains, that old Denver train, she's the last of her kind, and the lonesome of her steel rail fountain echoes down every dark and empty mine. Think I'll find the ring of silver. Think I'll cross great divide. Think I'll breathe smoke and cinders. Think I'll give this thing another try. I'll find another silver line. All right. Oh, thank you. Libby Koch, everybody.
Auf seiner zweiten Tour in Irak hat sich der Chuck an meine Gitarre vom Militärpfarrer ausgeliehen. Andere würden sagen, geklaut. Ich wollte wissen, ob das der Moment war, wo er sich entschieden hat, für mehr Songs zu schreiben.
Not really. You know, I always wrote and played, kind of because I had to. There was one guitar on the place that we were bivouacked at, and I stole it every chance I got. And it was terribly cheap. It was the chaplain's guitar. When he held service, somebody would play music, you know. So I'd sneak into the church. It was this old burned-out building. And grab that guitar and go back. And we'd light a little kind of a campfire. And we were trying to replicate a backyard and being home. And the Marines had come off a patrol and hear some songs from home, you know. Keep morale up kind of a deal, you know. And I think the troops liked it. I know it helped me, and I hope it helped them, you know.
Er sagt, nicht wirklich, er schreibe, weil er fast Mühe sei, wie es in seinem Kopf sei. Und es sei nur eine Gitarre gegeben im Camp im Irak und die hat er regelmässig geklaut, so wie um seinen Kollegen da am Lagerfeuer und sich ein bisschen abzulenken vom Alltagsgeschehen. Es hat die Moral der Leute hochgehalten und auch ihm selber hätte das geholfen, das Ganze noch ein bisschen besser zu verarbeiten. Natürlich hatte ich noch nicht genug gehabt an einem Duett von diesen zwei. Und darum habe ich gesagt, ich wollte nochmal eins. Und der Titel, der geschrieben wurde, ist von unserem alten Bekannten und Freund Richard Dobson, der ja viel zu früh verstorben ist, nämlich «I Will Fight No More Forever».
Well, you and I got a friend in common. Why don't we do a Richard Dobson song? This song inspired the entire album, as a matter of fact. And Libby, you want to maybe come over here and throw something on? Or? This is called I Will Fight No More Forever. I will seek some quiet shelter, one not yet torn asunder. Let the world go by with its terror and its thunder. Hiddenly where water splashes crystal through the aspen, deer come down to drink there. In the early evening I will say goodbye to anger, and all of my endeavors will leave these tears behind. Fight no more forever. Look into my eyes, witness my surrender. You'll find me in the canyon. I will fight no more forever, yes, I swear. Now these days I seem to stumble and catch myself thinking, has it always been this way? And was it just a fleeting shadow of a hawk wing streaking across the meadow? Single shining instant, blinking, you might miss it. And this is all there is, and this is where we sever all the ties that bind. I will fight no more forever. Look into my eyes, witness my surrender. You'll find me in the canyon. I will fight no more forever, this I swear. And in the dimming shadows, I will build a fire, roll a cigarette, and while the flames rise higher, throw my coat around me, pour some whiskey in my coffee, and think of all those times we dreamed of breaking free. And as the fire dies down into a burning ember, I'll let it all go by. Fight no more forever. Look into my eyes, witness my surrender. You'll find me in the canyon. I will fight no more forever, yes, I swear. Look into my eyes, witness my surrender. You'll find me in the canyon. I will fight no more forever, yes, I swear. Now these are the words Chief Joseph spoke in 1877. From where the sun now stands, I will fight no more forever. All right, thank you.
Der Chuck ist ja schon des Öfteren auch in Europa auftreten. Wo sieht er den Unterschied zum texanischen Publikum gegenüber am europäischen?
It's amazing to me that they know more about American folk music and American country music than most Americans do. They show up to the shows, they buy the records, and they love it. I know that the reason that they love it is that they're hearing this, their own music filtered through Appalachia and through the West. You can trace a lot of the cowboy songs that a lot of these pure cowboy singers are playing straight back to England and straight back to Scotland and Ireland. So I think that's the appeal to them.
Ja, die Leute in Europa erstaunen dann immer wieder, weil die wissen mehr über amerikanische Folkmusik als die Leute da in den USA, haben manchmal das Gefühl. Er spiele meistens kleinere Konzerte, aber die Leute kommen und kaufen CDs und sind sehr interessiert, weil sie irgendwie die historischen Hintergründe der Musik kennen und wissen, dass die Wurzeln dazu meistens eben in Europa gelegen sind. Dann haben wir einen weiteren Titel live aus dem Studio, Broken Good.
Bruno, we're gonna see if we can pull this off. Morton Salty, cool as hell. Some bitch cracked the Liberty Bell. Says he don't give a damn how it rings, as long as she loose and don't sound too clean. Runs with a girl named Fortune Cookie. She split down the middle and seaworthy. He plays a beat down, no name guitar. Tune so low it shines the stars. And her voice like the driest wine. And make you thirsty and taste so fine. Don't get much further than the neighborhood when you're singing it real and broken good. Broken good. Crashed together like the finest china, shattered on the floor of some greasy diner. All the ones that come out here on pale, they line up just like busted chains. Shoot the songs like Robin Hood straight through your heart and broken good, broken good. If you're feeling a little misunderstood, just to tune it down and get broken good. Anybody know the Tyra Peasy if she sat as straight as Mona Lisa? Man, Fortune Cookie are salty, sweet, and just right dirty. Don't mend the bell, fix the tire, don't screw up your finest hour. If you're feeling a little misunderstood, just tune it down and get broken good. If you're feeling a little misunderstood, just tune it down and get broken good. Broken good. All right. Oh, thank you.
Chuck hat ja nicht nur das Image als Songwriter in der Amerikaner- und Volksszene bei uns in Texas, sondern ein bisschen als Cowboy-Singer. Und ich wollte wissen, welchen von den berühmten Songs in dem Genre, das er dann gern selber geschrieben hat.
The Old Double Diamond by Gary McMahon. And Gary's a working cowboy, and I don't know how in all our world travels, I've never come across him or met him yet. He wrote a song called The Old Double Diamond. I learned off of an old Ian Tyson record. I heard that song and it just, because it transcended the cowboy world. You could have been a businessman. Anything, in New York, yeah. Or a ditch digger in Louisiana, mm-hmm. And you could have feel that song, you know. So well written.
Ohne zu zögern, sagt er, die Old Double Diamond, die Gary McMahon geschrieben hat, gelernt hat er den Song von einer Ian Tyson-Platte, der Chuck Hawthorne. Und er hat ihn noch nie getroffen, der Gary. Es ist eigentlich witzig, weil sie sagen ja schon des Öfteren in dem seiner Gegend gewesen. Aber es ist einfach ein grossartiges Lied, das die Leute berühren, egal ob sie jetzt ein Banker sind in New York oder ob sie irgendein Strassenarbeiter sind, noch jemand anders. Wir können sich einfach mit dem Titel identifizieren. Also spielen wir ihn doch.
Now the old double diamond lay out east to Dubois in the land of the buffalo. And the auctioneer's gavel high, she rapped and she rattled as I watched the old double diamond go. Won't you listen to the wind? Mother Nature's violin. When I first hired on to the old double diamond, I's a damn poor excuse for a man. I never learned how to aim when my spirit was tame. I couldn't see all the cards in my hand. And the wind whipped the granite above me and blew the tumbleweeds clean through my soul. And I fought her winners, and I busted her horses, and I took more than I thought I could stand. But the battles with the mountains and cattle seem to bring out the best in a man. I guess a sailor, he needs an ocean, and a mama, her baby's hold. I need the hills of Wyoming. She's selling out, and I'm moving on, but I'm leaving with more than I came. 'Cause I got this saddle, boys, and it ain't for sale. And I got this song to sing. Find a new range to ride and new knots to tie in a country where cowboys are kings. I'll turn my tail to the wind and the old double diamond, disappear into the sage. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
Wie üblich zum Schluss wollte ich wissen, was er sich denn würde fragen in einem Interview, wo ich nicht gefragt habe.
Tell me about the time you studied Spanish in Guanajuato, Mexico. I got into the University of Texas while I was in the military on this commissioning program, and it also turns out that I'm not very adept at learning foreign languages. I learned all the curse words, of course. It was getting to the point where, buddy, you either need to learn a foreign language and pass the grade, or we're sending you back. Pay a certain amount of money, you know, and get your own ticket. You fly down to Guanajuato, Mexico, and live with a Mexican family down there, and it's 6 credit hours of Spanish, which is exactly what I needed.
Er würde sich fragen, was mit dem Spanischkurs in Mexiko gelaufen sei. Ich für die Armee können an die Uni in Texas gehen, sich weiterbilden, und dort hätte er noch einen Kredit gebraucht. Und zwar hätte er ausländische Sprache lernen und dann sei er in die Stadt in Mexiko gegangen, hat dort bei einer Familie gelebt und Spanisch gelernt, weniger Spanisch gelernt als Trunken und alle Flüche, die sie in dieser Sprache gelernt haben. Aber er ist dann zurückgekommen und hat seine 6 Stunden Kredit bekommen und hat dann können sein Diplom erreichen. Platz für einen haben wir noch, und da ist ein Live-Song aus dem Studio, Welding Son of a Gun.
We did a Hammer song, we might as well do one about welding. It's colder than hell and darker than a gun. You can throw your bullets in a well, but that don't get nothing done. You shot some things, you broke everybody's heart. You clipped your wings, you just don't know where to start. And so you buy yourself an old used welding machine. Give yourself for every little dirty thing. You pick up the pieces of the broken things at your feet and slap on your welding gloves and turn up the heat. It's hotter than hell and brighter than the sun. The trigger, you're a heart welding son of a gun. Oh, they taught my able hands flaming torch. I can shoot them guns and boys fire and scorch. But I sold all my guns, bought myself a welding machine. It puts holes in my shirt and keeps my spirit clean. It's hotter than hell and brighter than the sun. Pulling the trigger, I'm a heart welding son of a gun. Coco's off to a good start in Milwaukee land. He's learning to weld like a number one welding man. He's shining more than any naked eye can stand. He got a hammer-forged heart and a cast iron steady hand. Hotter than hell and brighter than the sun. Holding the trigger, he's a heart welding son of a gun. It's hotter than hell and brighter than the sun. Holding the trigger, he's a heart welding son of a gun.
Yeah. All right. Bruno, thank you so much.
Thank y'all.
Das war eine weitere Ausgabe von Touring Texas Songwriters. Das vollständige Video dazu wie immer auf YouTube. Danke, dass ihr dabei gewesen seid und tschüss zusammen, sagt Bruno Michel, euer Longtall Texan.